I am always one of the last people to admit it, but it's over. Even for a diehard like me, someone who celebrates all 12 days, Christmas is over. In fact, after we have brunch today, we will be pulling down the garland and packing up the trees and cramming the manger onto a shelf in the tower. Yesterday, I watched a truck. It's a garbage truck with a nice little note on the side that reads, "Tree Cycle." They were picking up dried up pine trees, throwing in the back and mashing them with a big metal crusher. And I was reminded that yesterday's lit up tree is tomorrow's mulch. But that's what it's like in the calendar of the church year. I tell you, just a couple days ago, I swear there was a baby being held in the stable, and all of a sudden he's a toddler. It's 13 days after Christmas, and Jesus is already 2 years old. Yeah, the Christian year moves pretty quick. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you just might miss it. Today is Epiphany, the day we celebrate the arrival of the Magi, or as the biblically inaccurate hymn describes them, the three kings. Though we don't know the formal details about them, what we do know is that people from outside Jesus' own Jewish tradition took interest in the amazing events of Christmas and journeyed to learn something more. If you pay close attention to the details of the story, you discover that the Magi didn't show up at the manger in the stable, but instead they showed up at the home of Mary and Joe when Jesus was two. Hear the story. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." They set out from there, and ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage, opening their treasure chests, offering him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Today, Epiphany. Today is a day of celebrating that the journey continues. And you'll notice that I don't say that Christmas continues. Every day cannot be Christmas. Not if we want Jesus to live a human life. Not if we want to hear his teachings. Not if we want to experience the healing and the miracles and the works of justice, because baby Jesus doesn't do all of those things. For all that Jesus will bring to fill our lives, for the hope, peace, love, and joy to mature, the journey must continue. In fact, the Epiphany story is a confluence of journeys. Not just the Magi who we know traveled, but you also have the journeys of Mary and Joseph and Jesus themselves. Everyone in this story is continuing forward. What our scripture today does is place us in a moment amidst all of the movement. Now, as I mentioned last week, the story of the Magi sets up an important biblical motif. The Holy Family flees the murder of Hebrew children, followed by Jesus coming up out of Egypt to save God's people. But this story is so much more than a literary device echoing the story of the Exodus. What we find here in the second chapter of Matthew is life continuing. You see, during the Christmas Eve story, you knew I'd work it in one more time. During the Christmas Eve story, we find a repeating phrase throughout the Gospel of Luke. Throughout the story, we're told several times that Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's such a real new mom thing, isn't it? I remember in the days after they were born, my wife Megan could simply look at our children and just would start crying. Fast forward 2 years, and if there are tears, it's because after a long day of an independent streak, it's wearing on a woman who hasn't slept well in months. The tears are very different. That's my daughter echoing agreement. I wonder what state Mary was in when she opened the door and found mystic voyagers from far-off lands with an entourage carrying impractical gifts. I mean, what kind of day is that? I wonder the last time Mary had pondered all these things and treasured them in her heart. Really? I wonder how long it had been since an angel appeared to Joseph to remind him, no, this is all part of God's plan, dude. The journey had continued. It was probably a lot less poetic than the story we read on Christmas Eve because, well, that story had ended. That silent, holy night was transcendent, but it was not permanent. And when these gift-bearing guys who look at the sky all the time show up at the door, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are invited to revisit the gift of Christmas. You know, honestly, 2 years in was probably about the perfect time. I can just see it now. Jesus, I said, no, put that down. Joseph, did you leave the baby gate open again? He can't be in the workshop with the tools. And did you finish the last of the bread? What am I going to feed him for lunch? Jesus, do you need to go potty? Can we please try? Can we try one more time? And suddenly there's a knock, knock, knock. What? Who are you looking for? The king of the what? Oh, yeah, this little guy. That's right. That's what they said. And so today, as you are settling back into your post-holiday routine, as you get busy with new things, as you deal with new frustrations, as you drift away from the night that was so silent and unholy, I need you to hear a knock at the door. I want you to be interrupted by an invitation to remember and revisit what God is doing. Because God is doing. God's hope and peace and love and joy are not sedentary. The journey of these gifts continues alongside us. The possibilities that God has in store for us are running around with more energy than a 2-year-old who just got into the Christmas cookies. There is great potential if we will revisit and remember what God is doing. That's what we're trying to do here, folks. Not just today. But that's what we are trying to do here every day. We want your journey to know God's love. We want your journey to better understand who you are and what you believe. We want your journey to build better relationships. We want all these journeys to continue with great purpose and with great blessing. And that'll be the focus of our next few weeks. Stories in the Bible about journeys where people revisit what God is doing. Stories about people whose journeys are made meaningful because they have taken their journey in community and are blessed by those around them. We'll look through our scriptures to find stories that remind us the journey continues. And growing out of this focus on the continuing journey is going to be a whole new flight of journey groups. We've had these gatherings over the last couple of years where we get together and hear each other's stories and get to know one another. And we're going to use this model to offer something even deeper and something more. Groups, so many of them, we've got plans, people, customized around whatever journey you might be on. Maybe it's time to revisit the stories of the scripture with a Bible study. Maybe it's to gather with some people who are experiencing a similar situation in life that you are to look for something a little bit deeper and be reminded you're not alone. Maybe it's just to gather with people to discuss ideas and things that are meaningful to you. Whatever it might be, there are going to be a lot of opportunities for you to have a knock at the door and to revisit something that'll bless your journey. We as your church want to encourage you and equip you to revisit what God is doing in your life. You are invited to revisit your relationship with Jesus, just like Mary and Joe did on that Epiphany day. Because as your journey continues, it is my sincere prayer. It's my honest desire that you would be reminded that God loves you more than anything and wants to be with you, even when you forget or even when you think it's over. Amen.